There is no techno without vinyl. The electronic dance music genre called techno relies on the retro tech turntables and grooved vinyl records. You can't scratch mix a download. Downloads don't cut it on the dance floor either. If you need vinyl, go to Detroit, where they are still pressing LP discs over at Archer Records. And if you need techno, you attend the annual Movements Festival being hosted in Detroit this weekend, where that city has a thriving electronic dance music scene, has for years, where the DJ rules. That song is called Techno by Detroit artist Juan Atkins. The vinyl still spins in Detroit. Joining us now, Martina Guzman, reporter for our affiliate station WDET, who visited Archer Records in Detroit. Martina, welcome back to the program.
Hello, John.
So what's it like to be, what's it sound and feel and smell like to be in a factory that presses LPs?
Well, John, it's funny because I wasn't sure either when I went. And it's everything that you would imagine a manufacturing plant in the 1950s to have been like. It's sort of cement, gritty, nothing modern, you know, wrought iron doors. You walk in and there's like stamping machinery, stamping nonstop, you know, these machines taking the hot pieces of vinyl and then another machine spreading them out and turning them into these flat round discs and then another machine stamping the center out. You know, you had that center in the...
Sure.
So it was unbelievable to watch. I'd never seen it.
You transported back into time. There's no stretch limousines or celebrities.
Absolutely.
There. Who did you meet on this time travel adventure?
Well, I met the owner, and the owner is Joe Archer, and he is the second of three generations that's running Archer Records. And it's one of the few companies left in the world that still presses vinyl. So I sat down and I talked with him. And, you know, despite all of the technology that exists today, you know, he still does it the old way. And he still says that vinyl is just as much in demand as it was before. So let's listen to a little bit what Joe Archer had to say.
In the early 1990s, cassettes came along. And that damn near put us out of business. And then we weathered that. And all of a sudden, cassettes are gone and CDs are gone. And all of a sudden, people like to buy vinyl again. So we're having our heyday right now. We're busier now than we've ever been. And people think records are dead, right? And vinyl is dead. It's not.
Well, listen to that Michigan twang. Criminy, technology on cassettes almost killed us there. Martina, so how is the torch being passed to the younger generations there at Archer?
Well, Archer, Joe Archer has a son named Mark Archer, who's very much involved in the business. And again, it's... the demand comes from around the world. So, you know, it's techno artists from Detroit who sort of gave the resurgence to the vinyl industry. But they get artists from Japan. They get artists from South America, people from England and all over Europe sending them records. And so Mike Archer, he's the manager at Archer Records, you know, has said that, you know, it's what keeps them alive and going.
Well, I have active jobs going right now for a client in Japan. I have someone in Amsterdam I'm pressing records for. We get inquiries from all over the place, crazy places, you know, Russia, South America. And I really don't even take these customers on just because it would be a little too much work for the payoff. So
sounds like they're doing pretty well. That's Mike Archer, operations manager at Archer Records. So, Martina, you know, are these being sold to DJs predominantly, to dance clubs predominantly, or is this a mass audience for playing records on turntables at home?
Both. And mostly it's within the DJ industry. You know, people need to have, and you go through them quickly. I mean, I think that if you get a track that you need a copy of, you don't just get one copy, you get several copies of. And I know that the Archer Records says they press anywhere from 15 to 20,000 records a week, which I thought was still very significant. And it goes a long way in this very small niche industry. So, you know, it's one of the most reputable brands.
Yeah, it's known around the world. I mean, if you want your records pressed, you do it at Archer. What did people tell you about that?
Well, listen to what DJ Andy Garcia told me. This is, I thought, really interesting.
Every good record that I've ever bought has been with this ARP stamp on it. I got to, like, it's almost like a holy stamp, a stamp of excellence, you know, a stamp that says you're doing it the right way.
So what is the feel, then, of an Archer record that really attracts the attention of DJs like Andy?
reputation. Some of the best DJs in the world send their tracks to Archer Records to get pressed. And because Detroit is home of techno music and because of its reputation worldwide, I mean, you say you go anywhere around the world in the scene and you say Detroit techno and people almost bow down to you. And so when you have this plant in the on the far east side of Detroit still making it, you know, the old way, that's reputation. That's serious credibility to people around the world. Here's what he told me about techno music and its powerful pull over people, which I thought was really interesting. For him, it was more than just the records.
When I was 16, I went to a rave party, and I really didn't understand what was going on. It was just this loud music, and it was totally strange and off the wall to me, and it created a feeling that was unexplainable. I think people are addicted to that feeling.
And Andy Garcia's experience really comes full circle because he's pressing vinyl at Archer's and is a DJ and had that experience.
Yeah, and he left being a DJ because he fell in love with pressing records. So he wanted to be part of like the whole entire community. And there are some people that, you know, have that love for techno music. And I think we're going to see a lot of that this weekend at Movement. You know, you have 100,000 people coming from all over the world to hear some of the best DJs in the globe on stages for 3 days spinning records.
I suspect there's going to be some tours of the Archer factory, huh?
You know, actually, no, they're a very quiet family-owned company. I was surprised. I thought the same thing. I thought there'd be fans out there. But what he did say is that a lot of the DJs have been pre-ordering and, you know, they go there to get their records. So
they'll be picking
it's still a secret to some people.
Picking up some boxes and taking them to the airport. Martina Guzman, reporter for our partner station WDET in Detroit on techno and vinyl, alive and well in Detroit. Thanks, Martina.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.